First story this morning takes us to the United States, where a group of American Democratic senators have introduced a resolution against imposing more sanctions on Iran. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein argues that new sanctions during the nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries would undermine efforts for reaching an agreement. The Senate Banking Committee is due to vote later this week on a bill which has been introduced by Senators Mark Kirk and Robert Menendez. While the bill intends to toughen sanctions on Iran if there's no nuclear agreement before the end of June, U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed to veto the bill. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament has started drafting a law that obliges the government to intensify uranium enrichment in reaction to U.S. lawmakers' plans for more anti-Iran sanctions. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Senator Mike Gravel. Thank you so much for joining us, Senator. Your take on this, are we seeing a change a little bit in Congress as we've seen more and more pro-Israeli Congress people basically lobbying for Israel? Now we sort of see some type of balancing effect that now there are certain senators standing up against increasing sanctions on Iran?
No, I don't think we're experiencing a change. What we're experiencing is normal political staging. It was inevitable that President Obama would be able to pressure some senators to step forward and oppose what the Republicans were trying to do. The test is going to come. There's no question this resolution won't pass because the Republicans control the Senate. But it's a show of support of President Obama's position. What you're going to see is with Netanyahu coming to Congress, he's going to try and sabotage the negotiations by stating and repeating his lies that Iran is on a road to developing a nuclear device, which is an outright fraud and a lie. So I don't see this as a big change. I think it's more politically cosmetic, supporting Obama, at least making the Congress not look so ridiculous and stupid with its efforts to thwart the negotiations.
Well, how do you see in general, Senator, as far as the negotiations themselves? On the one hand, we have seen the Iranian parliament saying that if the U.S. Congress does anything, that they will make sure that actually the uranium enrichment percentages increase and stepped up. So isn't it just strange, odd, would it not be odd for the American people themselves that if there is a chance right now of reaching an agreement, that their representatives, supposedly the senators and the House of Representatives, that's supposed to be representing the views of the people, that they would not at least wait until they can see exactly what's going to happen?
You have to appreciate that the American people are somewhat uneducated or unknowing about the situation with Iran. Iran has been demonized with the American public, and the lie that Iran is pursuing a nuclear weapon, and a lie it is generally, that lie is generally accepted as conventional wisdom with the American people. It's been so harped on, and I might say it's been harped on by Obama as much as the Congress. He's been as irresponsible as the Congress in this regard. And there's no reason why the American public or the American government should accept at face value the fatwas issued that and the record speaks volumes, and the intelligence community speaks volumes about the fact that there's no precedent in Iran for seeking a nuclear device. Even today, you have the Israeli Mossad intelligence service taking issue with Netanyahu over his statement that that Iran is a mortal threat to Israel. It's ridiculous. Iran hasn't been to war in 200 years except to defend itself from Saddam Hussein, who was induced to attack Iran by the United States. So we're not grounded in facts, unfortunately, in the United States, or in Europe for that matter, because Europe follows along with these sanctions like a puppy dog, obeying the dictates of American leadership.
Well, just real quickly, just dealing with the talks themselves, so is there any hope that there can be an agreement made between Iran and these sides when the United States, it appears, is so controlled by Tel Aviv, especially the Congress?
Well, that's the Congress, though. The administration, which is also influenced by the AIPAC, the Jewish lobby in the Congress. But I'm very upset over our national posture in this regard. But what may happen is, and this will surprise you, that the efforts by the Republicans in the Congress with respect to these new sanctions, that may pressure the White House to accept the negotiations where they stand right now. Iran has been extremely reasonable in the negotiations. I'm not privy to every detail, but what I've read in some of the analyses that this agreement could be reached tomorrow, but for some reason, the administration is dragging it out. Well, it's dragging it out and making things very dangerous within the American political community, which, let me repeat again, the American people are uneducated or uninformed about the details of what Iran has done and will be doing and with respect to these negotiations.
Okay.
And we're not only guilty in the United States, I just made the point, and I'm charging the populations of Europe that buy into this ridiculous position towards Iran.
Okay,
Iran is a natural ally with the West towards what's going on in the Arab, the radical Islamic world.
Thank you so much for being with us, Senator Mike Gravel, former U.S. Senator out of San Francisco.